Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on D. Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Cummings and Dr. Contos. On 6-20-24, Mrs. Rowland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement period compared to a prior study dated 2-27-24. There's been worsening in the post-bronchodilator spirometry, which may be effort-related. Period. Clinical correlation would be required for further assessment. Period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 6-20-24, Mrs. Holmes performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction and restriction period compared to a prior study dated 3-14-24. There's been no significant change. Period. To paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Rowland, R-O-W-L-E-N-D. This goes to Dr. Revelle. On 6-20-24, Mr. Rowland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-27-24, there's been no significant change. Period. In paragraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 6-20-24, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was a moderate response to bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-7-24, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Craig Hickerson. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 6-20-24, Mr. Hickerson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3-7-24. There's been improvement period in paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michelle Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. This goes to Laura Baxley, FNP, on 6-20-24. Mrs. Griggs performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired without significant airways obstruction period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1 comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FPC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-28-24, there's been improvement in flow rates period, a paragraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease without significant airways obstruction, showing some improvement. and flow rates. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, and Ben Nieto, N-I-E-T-O, this goes to Dr. Badocki. On 6-20-24, Mr. Nieto performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. With severe impairment in flow rates period, the air velocity index was slightly less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25 to 75 over AVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3-21-24. There's been significant deterioration period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing significant deterioration and clinical correlation would be required for further assessment period. Thank you.